podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
I love it when little birdies come and talk to me, you know, because it makes me feel like I'm a Disney princess. And when I was a child, I used to stand out with my finger and will birds to fly down and land on my finger. Just be like, oh. But
you know, it helps if you've got like seed or something like.
Yeah, but I didn't have seed and I just had myself and I thought that my connection with animals was right there. Mm-hmm. But it seems that little birdies come to me in other ways, shapes and forms, not just animal little birdies, but birdies of a human variety that like to fly down and whisper in my ear little tidbits and tales.
This show really has been people powered this morning, hasn't it?
It really has. We love our people.
We've got a tip on this and we've got some feedback about that. People say we suck because of this.
I know. How good is it? We love the people. Someone said to me that normally what happens, right, in this line of work, you and I, we get access to a lot of different things and competitions and whatnot, but it's always, it's in the back of our minds that if we win something, it's not good. It's not a good look, you know what I mean? Because we are at the radio station and we're the people that kind of give out competitions
all
the time.
Yeah, we're on this side of the competitions. We're not on that. We get our free stuff other ways.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we've got access that other people don't have to certain things, right?
We're going Lion King.
No, not yet.
Just putting it out there. Just manifesting.
You know, and so I generally don't like to enter other competitions because I think, well, I get a lot more pull. Like, you know, for example, you're going to Good Things Festival and you're doing interviews and stuff and you're getting work behind the scenes.
It's fun work. It's work that I want to do.
Okay.
But it's fun, but it's work.
Yeah, but it's also a massive get, right? Other people don't have access to that.
No.
So is there any truth to the rumour that you have stolen out of another family's mouth?
What?
A prize.
What? Not from here. Oh, mate, you get fired for that. If we take prizes from here.
Not here. My understanding is that it's Westfield related.
Oh, here we go.
So a little birdie told me that out the front of Big W, it was, I don't know if it was last week or the week before.
It was the week before.
Okay.
The AFLW
Cats were there.
Yes.
And they were meeting kids and they were, you know, having a bit of fun and you could write your name down to win a prize pack.
Okay. Well, hang on, right? Yeah. So Mum had the girls.
Yeah.
And I went and met them and took the girls and a lady came over to us and said, hey, AFLW Cats are just down there. We're at the playground.
Yeah.
And she had like tote bags with like, and she's like, they give you a tote bag and it's got like a lunchbox and a cat's water bottle in there as well.
Wow, so you already had things given to you.
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough, was
it? The girls were very excited. They were stoked. So we went. We stayed there for ages and the AFLW girls were beautiful.
Yeah.
They were so good with my girls.
Yeah.
And kicking footies.
Bless.
You know the escalators that go down out the front of Big W there down to the car park?
Yeah.
Indy kicked a footy and it went down those escalators. Oh. And I had to like run down and grab it. Anyway, I was talking to the team that were organising it, the Westfield ladies. I was like, this is amazing. You guys are like, want more of this, please.
Yeah.
And so they were like, please like leave us a review, scan this QR code.
Okay,
so
all of this, you're trying to talk your way out of it. A lot of
so I scanned a QR code, left them a review, and then I scanned another QR code because they were like, scan this too, you might win a prize pack. And at that moment, that's when you and I, our job kicks in essentially and you're like, I assume I'm not allowed to win because you just assume you're not allowed to win. Yeah. But then I thought about it.
But also, I don't want to go up against other people in the community that don't have access to the things that we have. And that's just me as a person.
I want to swear at you so bad
that's
right now. I want to swear. God, I want to swear. I never want to swear on the radio, but I want to swear.
So you put your name in.
So I scanned a QR code. I was like, there aren't actually that many people here. We might actually be in with a chance for this
one.
Yes, sure enough, last week I got an email from centre management.
Oh, did you?
Congratulations, Tom. And they're like, hey, this could be, you know, we know phishing emails, like scam emails look like this.
Yeah.
So jump on the on the Westfield app and have a look at our list of winners. And I was like, oh, cool. So like a bunch of people went.
Cute. Jump on the Westfield app. And it says Tom Lewis. Yes. Right.
Congratulations, oh. winner for Victoria.
Right.
Tom Lewis.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
And I was like,
see, the thing is, normally, this is the funny thing. So normally after the show, you kind of go and you'll always go to Westfield and get something to eat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you always pop your head in and say, hey, I'm just leaving.
Mm.
But on Friday, I did not get a, I'm just leaving.
Yeah.
What I heard is that you went and picked up this prize pack.
Yes.
And why wasn't I made aware of it?
Because it's none of your business.
Why? It is my business.
It's for my daughters.
Oh, there it is.
Their dad works on the radio
there
doesn't mean
is.
That they don't deserve to win competitions too.
Did you need to get free tickets to the footy the other week?
They're not none of your business. Shut up.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Went up the highway, had birthday, 70th birthday dinner. With dad.
Happy birthday, Rom. That's so cute.
Mm. And so the siblings were all there and we had a great old time and it was a very fancy venue. I was told dress up sort of thing.
So you went with the tight black jeans?
And a collar.
Oh, you, mate, get some suit pants.
No, it was chinos. I wore black chinos. Black chinos?
Yeah.
Yeah, black chinos.
Okay.
And a shirt.
Yeah.
And no hat.
Let me guess, was the shirt tartan based?
No, it
did
wasn't.
Did it have squares?
Paisley.
Oh! Mm. All right, beautiful.
White with blue paisley.
Oh, allow it.
Short sleeve.
Yep.
Guns out. Anyway, so.
Short sleeve. It's winter, bro. Wear a long sleeve.
I had a jacket. It was warm in there.
Yeah.
And we were in there for quite a while because, this is what I'm going to get to, dinner was a degustation.
Oh, so like 10 courses.
It was like, yeah, 6 or something.
Oh, I love that. That's such a nice way to celebrate.
I do. I do like a degustation, but I think that you got to put a limit on it, like in, and not on the amount of meals, but the amount of people.
Oh, too much to digest?
No, because I think whoever's serving up the degustation, the more people that are at the table, the more piss they take. So...
Oh.
So if there's two people and you're doing a degustation, you could pretty safe bet there's going to be enough food, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? But these guys, they're rolling up to the table. And so, for example, the main, it was like a lamb thing, right? And there's 11 of us at the table.
Yeah.
And they put 3 plates on the table with like a small piece of lamb in the middle of each that's cut into 4. So there's 12 small slices of lamb. And that's the main. So we all got one, and then the birthday boy got 2 slices of lamb.
So what should happen is that if you and I went there and we got to split one lamb between us, then you should have the appropriate amount for everyone else.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't, you should get little plates. Everyone should get a little plate of something. It's not like a normal degustation, you and I would have a scallop each, right? It doesn't mean that the whole table gets 4 scallops and we all get a little bit. That's a ripoff.
Yeah, exactly right. So $85 a head and I was like, where's the food? Where's the,
I'm going to
have a little
cool.
nibble of this. I'm going to have a little nibble of that. I'm going to have a little nibble of this. It was all really like nice food.
Fine dining,
right?
Yeah.
But they're just taking.
No, I don't think that's normal.
That was $1,000 worth of people eating.
I think.
For 3 plates of lamb, you kidding me?
Nah, see, maybe you should have sat on separate tables.
We had a room booked. It was one big table in one small room it was the party room.
Do you think that this might be worth you getting down and typing out a little note?
On their Google review?
Not the Google review. Go direct first and just say, hey.
See if we can get a restaurant review reply.
Not the restaurant review reply. Just be like, look, I wanted a hot lamb injection. You didn't give it to me.
Yeah.
So please, can we discuss this? And you might be getting some free meat.
Other option, I just live my life being mad about it.
No.
And never go to a degustation again.
No, mate.
Nah.
You can't just scratch all degustation
from
your
menu.
Life.
They're off
That's
the menu.
Unfair.
I've had enough.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
So AFL star Matt Rowell, he plays for the Gold Coast Suns. He's last year's Brownlow medal winner and he has been noticed doing some weird things across the journey.
Quirky.
He likes to go out there barefoot on the ground and be one with the ground. He likes to eat the grass. He likes to just really visualise everything and get all his senses around the footy ground before he plays. Now, we know that this works for him because he is a Brownlow medalist.
Correct.
But last night, on Bounce, which is Fox and KO's show, they had some footage of Raoul bending down on all fours and sniffing 13 yellow Sherrins.
Yeah, this is Andrew Gaze and Ben Dixon's take on it.
I'm going to sniff all the match footballs. Have a look at them. I'm going to sniff them all.
What for?
To find out which one's my favourite, Andrew.
Right. So I can tell by the smell.
Apparently.
It's like a Labrador that just knows how to find the right scent.
I know what his career after footy could be. He'd be at the airport. Yes. Correct.
Right.
I think it's Jason Dunstall.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It could be. Anyway.
Dunstall's in there as well.
They were having a chat about it, and it's like, this is weird. Why is he sniffing balls, right?
Yeah.
And it got us talking about things that we like to sniff. Now, I like the smell of books, and when I get a new book, and when I say a new book, it doesn't have to be a new book. It can be an old book. Mm. Any book that I've just picked up to read, I always have to smell it. Smell it first, and then when I get to the first page, I have to smell it again. Yeah. I just like smelling it. It's a weird thing I like to smell. So what weird things do you like to smell?
Yeah. Lloydie's in Armstrong Creek. Morning, Lloydie.
Good morning, gang. How are we?
We are good. What do you like to sniff, you little... Don't worry about it.
Hey, I mean, I'm a very dirty-minded person, but I'm keeping this one clean, all right?
Wonderful. Great, we appreciate that. What do you like to sniff?
Now, I reckon you could probably relate to me this one, Tommy, a little bit, because you're a bit of a gamer yourself, aren't you?
Yes, yeah.
Now, I don't know if you remember, but when we used to buy the hard copy CDs.
Yeah.
And we love to always, you know, you get excited, you buy them at the shop, you get home, and then the first thing you do is you open them up and you give them a good sniff off the paper and off the top of the CD before you stick it in the into the console.
Yeah. No, I can't argue with that one. I can picture the smell of a freshly opened game, and you're right. Yeah, it is a good smell. And
even to this day, I know that you can still buy the hard copy for the PlayStation 5 every time without a fail.
Yeah.
Once I've got it unwrapped out of a Christmas present or whatever, my nose deep straight into the bloody cage.
That's a good one, Lloydie. That is a good one. I can smell it straight away. Chris from Mount Dunedin, what things do you like to smell, mate?
Well, talking about sniffing balls, I like to go into sports stores and crack open the tennis ball canisters and having a good old sniff of the tennos.
Yeah.
And that, Chris, is why you're banned from DeGrandy's, okay? That's
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Brad Johnson joins us in the studio.
Here we go.
We're talking about... As Tom puts it, sniffing balls.
Well,
about half
I mean,
an hour
it's
ago.
Just the, I mean, it's the most simple way to explain it. Well,
so AFL star Matt Rowe,
yes,
from the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah.
He was.
What's he done now?
He's a bit of a weird unit, right? But I mean, he's a Brownlow medalist, so good on him.
Yep.
He was recorded sniffing 13 Sherrin footballs in the change rooms pre-game.
13.
Was that
Anthony Hudson in the background going 13?
So KO, well, Bounce is KO and Fox, and they showed the footage and had some discussion on it. Did you ever smell balls during your playing time?
I can think of one occasion where definitely close to your face.
Hang on.
Gary Moorcroft.
No,
Gary Moorcroft. Yes, his balls were close to my head. Yes. Actually, I think they went over my head.
Yeah.
So I missed the opportunity. Have I ever? No. No, I can't say I've ever lined up a row of Sherrins, smelt the TW and thought, I'm on today.
Is there something that you do love the smell of?
You know what? That when you think of footy terms, it was the deep heat was the best, but the new footy boots, the smell of a new footy boot. Was so good.
Yeah.
But I'm not there going pre-game, you know, in the middle of the change rooms with the cameras around, just walking around.
You're just sticking your head right in a box and just...
That's taken sniffing salts to a whole new level, isn't it?
All right, wrap it up.
I wonder if the whole team will do it next time they're up and about. We're ready to go.
Charging.
Season's done, though. Not going to work anymore.
Nah,
they're out.
Next year.
Play a song.
Okay.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
Yes, every Monday we get a 3-2-1, the best, the vest. The vest.
I just love your introduction to it every week, Tommy. Yeah. You mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, go on. I'm guessing. You are the purveyor of the,
the purveyor. There it is.
Sports vest.
There it is.
Yeah, protect yourself as we head into finals.
That's
you can
it. Walk
Zena.
Into Rebel, walk down the main aisle, turn right at the end, just past near the footy boots, and you'll see it.
Great. Yeah, you lost
that's
such
a long go down to G Town and have a look.
Okay, 3-2-1.
What a win by the Cats, by the way.
Yeah.
Nine goals in the second term. They looked out of sorts in the first term and then turned it on. It was a fantastic game of footy.
Good on North.
North have improved big time.
Yeah.
And they're a competitive team. And I think it was a good one for the Catters leading into the finals. A bruising encounter, as they say back in the day. It was. But it'll be better for the run.
Just quickly, I was listening to Tom King and the Carrick football team calling the game.
Yes.
And they kept referring to a player for North, UDL.
Oh, UDL.
Who's UDL?
No, of course you think
it's
UDL.
Vodka raspberry. UDL.
Vodka.
I don't understand the joke. Yeah. I apologise.
No, LDU. LDU. It's more the car brand than the...
Who is it?
Luke Davies Uniac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Uniac.
So you could imagine Kingy trying to call that. Luke Davies, it takes 3 hours to say his name.
Yeah,
it's just UDL or LDU, whichever way you want.
I went and bought some UDL.
I think you had a few, before you were listening to that, Tommy.
Pavlov's dog over here.
All right, the votes. One to B. Smith, who continues on his fantastic form this year. Mark Blitzarves.
Oh, Blitz.
Yeah, the Blitz.
Blitzy.
Did a good job, the Blitz, and he plays a fantastic role for the Catters. So he gets his first lot of votes for the year, the Blitz, in round 23. He's been stiff a couple of times, though, really, when we think about it. And Shorty Manor, one
Mate,
of my favourites.
I
there we
love
go.
There
him
it is.
So, much.
So
what
Shorty
a weapon.
Manor gets. Oh, weapon.
He is a weapon. And I'd love to know, we're not saying what the votes are, but
no.
I feel like he could maybe be a chance.
No, he dropped off mid-season.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, no. But a three-voter fights just puts him back in the envision.
In the realm. I think okay. Given what I know, I haven't seen the leaderboard for a couple of weeks, but I think I know who might have won. And I'm pretty happy.
Are we going into finals as well, Tommy, like
no,
we normally do?
I think we do it at the end of the regular season, don't we?
Normally we
go into finals.
Well, we can.
Don't we?
Let's make a decision right now.
Oh,
I think
the boys. Let's ask the boys. Let's ask Bailey what he reckons.
I think we go into finals. Let's just keep rolling it out.
All right.
While they're playing, we'll keep voting.
I'm happy with that.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we will find out, I guess, in sort of a few weeks' time. Then, fingers crossed, all things going to plan. We'll find out in a few weeks. But we still have one more regular season game to go. We'll catch up with you again next Monday. Thank you so much, Jono.
Cheers, guys.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.